Good vach Shavuot Tov to everybody. We continue in Mishnayos Avos Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph, Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa Omer, Kol Shiras Cheto Kodemes Lechachmaso Chachmaso Miskayemes. If a person's fear of sin precedes his wisdom will endure. However, V'chol Shechachmaso Kodemes Liras Cheto Ein Chachmaso Miskayemes. If a person's wisdom precedes his fear of sin, his wisdom will not endure. This Mishnah and the statement of Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa gets to the heart of everything that we do and everything that we are. Because unlike any other wisdom, Torah is different. Torah is not simply academia. Torah is not simply an intellectual pursuit that is devoid, separated, and divorced from fear and from connection to God. But it's everything. And it's so much so that fear of heaven must precede one's Torah study. The Gemara Maseches Shabbos, Daf Lamed Aleph, Amud Aleph, at the bottom, quotes Rabbi Huna, who says, "Kol Adam Sheish Bo Torah Vim B'Yerushalayim." Anybody who studies Torah, learns Torah, engages in Torah, teaches Torah, but doesn't have fear of God is compared to a gizbar, to a treasurer, Shemasru lo maftechos hapnimios, who they gave keys to the inner chamber. Umaftechos hachitzonios lo masrulo, but they never gave this treasurer keys to the exterior gates. What value is there in having the gates to the interior, to the safe, if you can't even get in the door, if you can't even get in the bank with the exterior door? Amrav, who Yehuda the Gemara continues, lo bara kadosh baruch has olamo. The only reason that God created the world is in order that we fear God. As the Pasuk says in Koheles, God created us, God bore us in order that we fear Him. You know, very often I'm asked, do I really have to send my child to a Jewish day school? Is it so important to send my child to a from nursery school? Pre-1A, what's the big deal? They'll pick it up later. They'll get their Torah study. They'll grab it in sixth grade and seventh grade, or maybe even high school. Wait. Of course, that's hard. The tuition is difficult. I'm not explaining and expressing a position on that. I fully understand that. But do you know what one gets in the early grades and in the early years? This Mishnah, Yiros Cheto Kodemes Lachachmaso. Sending a child to nursery school and to day school is not for the education, it's not for the chachm, it's not for the wisdom only. But especially in those early years, it is in pre-1A and it is in nursery school. That's where the Yiras Shemayim, that's where the Yiras Chet picks up. It's so critical, it's such a critical juncture in a young child's development to grab that Yiras Shemayim, to grab that Yiras Chet, and to be surrounded by other Jewish children, because in those early years, that's the Yiras Cheto Kodamis Lachamachamaso. If you have that early on, if you have that insight, that understanding, and that surrounding, and that environment where Yiras Shemayim, Yiras Chet is penetrating and is pulsating, the Chachma, the wisdom, the Torah knowledge, the Chumash, the Navi, the Mishnah, the Gemara of the later years will be that much more powerful. Early on in Sefer Bereishis, the word Yiras Shemayim come up. And of course, an Avram Avinu has to tell Avimelech that his wife Sarah is not really his wife, but it's his sister. The Pasuk says that Avram says, "Ein Yiras Hashem b'makom hazeh." There's no fear of heaven here. What does that mean? Did they not have rules and regulations? Did they not have policy and protocol about taking a man's wife? Why was Avram so concerned? Why was Avram so nervous? Of course they had rules and regulations, policy and protocol, government, and they had a system. Gilui Arayos is one of the most basic precedents that exists in every society. What's Avram afraid of? Says Avram, "En yiras Elokim b'makom hazeh," means, yeah, they have policy and protocol. Yeah, they have rules and regulations. This is found in the Perek Yavos of Rabbi Irving Bunim, who says that, do you know what they're missing? If you're missing Yiras Shemayim, you could come up with all the excuses to say that you are following the rules, that you're following policy and protocol. You need Yiras Shemayim to be real and to really be living and to be really be pulsating with your heavenly imbued understanding and your connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Because if you don't have that, your chachma, your wisdom, and your genius will always find a way to answer up for what you're doing. So what Avram Avinu was doing was saying, the only reason that I'm nervous, that if I don't say she's my sister and sell that as she's a wife, they'll find an excuse. They'll find an exception to the rule. They'll find a caveat in the documentation to take Sarah. And Yiras Elokim b'makom hazeh means that if their fear of sin doesn't precede the wisdom and doesn't precede exceed the protocol, there's nothing to be done, and we're going to be stuck. Interestingly enough, although this Mishnah seems to indicate quite clearly that Yiras Chet precedes Yiras Shemayim, there's no question that an earlier Mishnah would seem to contradict this statement. Because early on in the Masechet in Perek Beis, we learned Ein Bor Yirei Chet. Somebody who's an ignoramus cannot be a fearer of sin. That mission in Perek Beis seems to indicate that you have to be a Talmud Chacham, you have to be wise, you have to be a scholar in order to attain a level of Yiras Shamayim. If that's the case, how do you understand this Mishnah, Perek Gimel Mishnah Yav, that says that Yiras Chet has to come before wisdom? This stira, this contradiction in Mishnayis is raised by many of the Rishonim, many of the Mefarshim, but the truth is, and if you look in Rabbi Lau's commentary in Pirkei Avos, Yachel Yisrael, he notes that there are actually psukim in Torah Shebichsav, which also seem to have contradictory terms in terms of what comes first, fear of heaven or wisdom. The Pasuk says in Sefer Dvarim, Parshas Veschanim, Perek Zayin, Pasuk Chavdalid, Vayetzaveinu Hashem la'asos es kol achukim eila, God commanded us to do all of these rules, all of these mitzvos, all of these statutes, li'yiras Hashem lokenu, in order that we will fear God. Very clearly in this Pasuk, it seems that first comes chukim, first comes the performance of the mitzvos, wisdom, chachma, and then comes Yiras Shamayim. However, later in Sefer Dvarim, Parshas Ekev, Perek Yud, Pasuk Yud Bey is the well-known Pasuk, V'ati Yisrael, Ma Hashem Elokecha, Shalom Imcha. What does God want from us? Says the Torah, Kim Lira Es Hashem Elokecha, to fear God, L'leches B'chol Durachem, to follow in the ways of God, Ulyavo So, V'lavor Es Hashem Elokecha, B'chol Bavcha, B'chol Navshecha. Here, of course, Yiras Shamayim precedes the mitzvos, to be L'leches B'chol Durachem, to L'avo, L'avor Es Hashem Elokecha. So what is it? What comes first? Is it Yiras Shamayim that precedes Chachma, or is it Chachma that precedes Yiras Shamayim? The Pasuk in Parshas Veschanan seems to indicate that first comes Mitzvos, first comes Chachma, and then comes Yiras Shamayim. And here in this Pasuk in Parshas Ekev, it seems that first comes Yiras Shamayim, and only after that comes Mitzvos. How do we understand these two Psukim, and how do we understand the Mishnah in Perek Beis of Avos, which seems to indicate that first comes wisdom, and then comes Yiras Shamayim, as the Mishnah states, Ein, Bor, Yireich, Hate and ignoramus cannot be a man who fears God. Therefore, you see that first comes wisdom and then comes fear of sin, as opposed to this Mishnah, which says Yiras Chet is Kodem L'Chachmasa. The classic explanation that most Rishonim seem to say is as follows. Really, Torah has to come first. Study of the Torah, understanding the Torah, understanding the mitzvot, that has to come first. However, at the same time, when a person is learning Torah, he needs to know that his goal is to become a sin-fearing individual. He may not even know yet how to conduct himself in a sin-fearing manner. But his desire to reach that state is the motivating power behind this Torah learning. Meaning, when I'm learning Torah, I know that the goal is to be a greater Yiras Shamayim. Thus, really what is preceding my Torah learning is my fear of heaven. But I could only fear heaven if I learn Torah. So it's one circle. Yes, I'm learning Torah first. And the more Torah I learn, the more mitzvos I know how to perform, the more mitzvos losas I know how to abstain from. So my goal in studying Torah is that it has to reach the element of fear of sin. But because I know that's the prerequisite, and I know that I need to fear Hashem, therefore it's as if it even comes before my Torah study. So therefore this Mishnah is teaching us, and all these Mishnayos, and all the Psukim in the Torah telling us that the banner that we have to be waving, and the post that we must reach is Yiras Shamayim. That's our bumper sticker. And without it, it doesn't exist. And how many people do we know that study Torah, but they don't have Yiras Shamayim? It doesn't work. It doesn't impact anybody. It doesn't touch their students. And at some point, we're able to see right through it, because those people fool themselves. But if first and foremost one has fear of heaven, then you have the keys to the internal door. You can unlock the gates of heaven. Your Torah study becomes that much more powerful. And then, of course, all gates open. Your fear of God is greater. Your love of Hashem is greater. And everything in life comes into a full concentric circle. That's our goal. That's what we're shooting for. That's what we're trying to do as we work and work to become greater fearing Jews, greater lovers of Hashem, and at the same time, greater students of Torah. Let's start focusing on Yiras Shamayim, raising our level of Yiras Shamayim, and then our wisdom, our Chachma, will be that much greater. Have a wonderful, wonderful week.